Get autographed copies of New York Times bestselling author Cynthia Bryan's books at www.starstyleradio.com. Get inspired and motivated to be your best self with Be the Star You Are, 99 Gifts, and Be the Star You Are for Teens. Buy cases at a deep discount to give away as gifts and premiums. Visit www.starstyleradio.com or call 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR.
Look among the stars. Do you have a plan for your life? Do you know where you want to go? Are you looking to be happier, healthier, and wealthier while having more fun every day? Meet our healthy living coaches, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, as they engage in energetic exchanges with successperts, bringing you research, innovation, strategies, and techniques to strengthen your business and personal navigational skills for ultimate achievement. Be inspired, motivated, encouraged, and empowered. Lend us your ears right here on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. The party starts now.
Well, hello, Power Partners. Welcome to our party. This is Star Style, Be the Star You Are. And we are brought to the airwaves under the auspices of Be the Star You Are charity. We are your hosts. I'm Cynthia Bryan.
And I'm Heather Brittany.
And we have a very fun show for you today that has a lot to do with being safe, being young forever, and then also, of course, we're going to go into the garden. So we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy what we are bringing to you in our coaching sessions for today. The Miracle Moment for today is brought to you by Be the Star You Are charity, which is sponsoring two events coming up in the next week. This coming Saturday on September 17th, we have a 10-10 event at Vineyard Vines in Walnut Creek. And on September 24th, the Pear Festival. Visit BeTheStarYouAre.org under events to find out what's going on and how to be part of it. So the miracle moment, the art of being happy lies in the power of extracting happiness from just simple, common things. And that's from Henry Ward Beecher. And I do think that is a truism that most of us that are happy get happy with the little things in lives. I mean, if you ever look at a child, a toddler, they'll play with the box before they'll play with the toy. So sometimes the simplest things are the best. Am I right, Heather?
Yeah, no, I think children are kind of the reason people keep having children is because it puts that new sense of just joy, pure joy. I think as adults we get so stressed and we forget just how the littlest things in life can be so wonderful and need to celebrate. So when you see how a child just lights up about the fact that you wiggle your fingers, you know, it makes you feel right. Like, you know what, that is such an amazing thing that we can do
it
this.
Is.
That is so great, you know, so.
It is, it yeah. is. Well, let me just go over a little bit of what we're talking about today, because in segment two, we're going to talk about our youth-oriented society. You know, it's like almost once you're over 30, everybody starts yearning to be younger, but can we really stay young forever? Is youth just an age? Is it just a number? Or is it just better to surround yourself with love and joy and find the youthfulness in life itself and therefore find the happiness? We're going to find out. And in our third segment, because the West Coast drought has been on high alert, we're going to visit the Ruth Bancroft Garden for lessons in bold, dry gardening and find out why succulents are easy to grow for the present as well as for posterity. But right now, something that is an important thing for anyone, whether you are at home or whether you are traveling, is how to be more secure. According to the recent FBI studies, daytime crimes accounted for 66% of all burglaries nationally. So do you know how to keep yourself safe, how to keep your home safe, how to keep your property safe? Heather's going to talk about that, or actually we'll both be discussing it coming up right now in T42. Well, with that being said, you know, interestingly enough, Heather, in talking about safety, your dad and I were at a wedding this weekend up in Napa Valley. It's a very lovely area, and I don't know when it happened or how it happened, but somebody keyed my car. And if somebody doesn't know what keying the car means, it means that somebody takes a key or other sharp object, could be a nail or anything, and ran it along the entire side of my car and scratched it rather deeply. So today the insurance company came out, and, you know, it's like, first of all, you look at this scratch and you think, well, maybe I can rub it out. You know, maybe I can do it myself. And then you think, well, maybe I better call insurance because that's what you pay insurance for. Well, yeah. Just take a guess how much a scratch.
I am, just because I was going to say, I just know because I'm someone, when I see little scratches and dents and I think, oh, that's fine, of what's happened to my car, then I'm like, I don't need to get that fixed. Finding out when they've done assess things or have taken it, the teeniest, tiniest little thing, how expensive. So I'm just going to, oh, gosh, I don't know, $1,700.
Wow, you are really so close. It's just about $1,800. And I was just like, I can't even get over it because I have a $250 deductible. And I thought, oh, I don't even know if there's $250 there. But, you know, it's time. It's the time that it takes to do all of this. So it's very interesting. And knowing that this topic was coming up, it made it more interesting because I am somebody who is very cautious with all my things. And in fact, with this particular car, because it's a vintage car, I actually keep it covered even when it's in the garage. And when I drive it, I keep it covered. I mean, I drive it, I don't drive it covered, obviously. But, you know, I park even
That's
if
the
I
wild
park
wild woman
it,
in you.
She's a wild woman. You know, it's like my mom used to always say, she could drive with her eyes shut. We used to believe her. But anyway, if I park in a parking lot for more than 5 minutes, if I'm going to be out of the car, I get the cover out of the back. I put the cover on it. You know, if we're parking overnight, we put the cover on it. So whoever did this actually had to lift up the cover and do it like really on purpose. So this, you know, this was definitely an act of vandalism. So with that intro to how to better secure our homes and be safe on vacation, why don't you give us a couple tips, because you're getting ready
so
to
what
move.
What kind of spurred my interest in this whole topic today is, we are new homeowners. We are in the process of moving right now. And for all you homeowners out there, you know, I will say what a process this has been. But now that this is the most expensive thing we own and in an exciting way, too, all the fun projects and all this thing that we really have that feeling of ownership and that pride and that excitement. We are so excited. We don't want to lose this. We don't. I mean, wow, heartbreaking is it? You know, if your house is vandalized or broken into, I don't know if you've ever had that personally. I know you have had that personally, but our listeners out there, I've had my car broken into, actually stolen before, and there's just those things. And when it really comes down to it, I think, you know, once you take that step back, you think, okay, everyone's fine and safe. But there is this violation feeling that someone's touched
yourself,
that someone's been in there, that someone, and that you think, why would some, like, that someone, their day was planned to do this. It wasn't, you know, an act of passion. It was a planned out thing. So I always think, you know, as dumb as criminals are, they're actually, their talents that could be used. And so, you know, you think, get a real job, but you're used, like, they have such amazing, you know, their skill, they're not using their skills for their potential, because clearly they are excellent planners and they can, you know, they're problem solvers.
Heather, I love the way you spin this negative into such a positive. If only every single criminal out there was listening right now. Listen, criminals, you really do have skills, and you really are great people. So apply them in a positive way.
Yeah, because, you know, that you could be, you know, the head honcho for a business, not a legal business. But getting to it so that we don't have to deal with these things, as the process of us now getting home insurance, we want to make sure, and right now, actually, we're having, before we're able to move in, we're having, you know, the house repainted and carpet put in. So all day long, and we already have some stuff that's in our garage there, and, you know, we have a key. So there's these things of people coming and going and really making sure your house is safe. And though we trust everyone of what we believe, and that's always even another thing of when a lot of times crimes are sometimes, well, I won't say a lot of times, but sometimes are people that you know, are people that it could be repair people. It could be someone that's
yes,
had
in fact, I think this. I think that's actually a great percentage is perpetrated in this way, or friends of people who work on your house.
Exactly. So a big thing for us. So as of right now, we have, you know, we don't have expensive goods in there. You know, if they want to steal stuff, we have some pool float. We have nothing. No, I mean, if they stole, it'd be a bummer, but nothing that is financially a loss right now is storing in our garage. But we trust our company. But still, to say that, after all the painting and everything, and we've had all these workers done off, we're getting the locks changed on the house. And that's just so, and that's not
smart move.
That's the safety thing of that. And over time, as buying this house from a previous owner, we have no idea over the course of the 15 years prior that this house was owned of who has come in contact with those keys. And you, so to be cautious of those things. So that's the thing of if a new homeowner or just in general, you know, if anything maybe in your life, of getting your house secured in that way.
Also, well, if you rent, you know, if you're getting into a new apartment, if you're renting an apartment or you're renting a condo or you're renting a new office building, you should, I mean, a new office area, you should always change the
exactly.
locks. No matter what, you should always change
exactly.
the locks.
Exactly. You just have no idea, you know, if you're having a repair or who previously has had these keys. And a lot of times people don't think to do that. And, you know, and then so, you know, you have keys in there. I mean, we actually, to our apartment here, I will say we used to do the little hide, when I'll get to in a second about the hide the rock key. We, after locking ourselves out, we hit a key somewhere and, or we went to hide a key and we found a key. And I said, oh, did you already put a key here? And it was a key to our house. And we realized so the previous people who had rented the place had done the same thing, which also made us realize, and the key worked. And we thought, wow, this key, who knows how long these doors have not been changed. Who else has these keys? So know of that. And if one thing being of those hide a rock, don't leave keys under a rock at the front door, under a mattress, under a doormat, all the things that yes, convenience. But as we know, convenience
probably not under a mattress either.
Under a mattress, that's just not even going to be convenient. But the things that are convenient for us that we think, oh, well, I'll put it under the little thing by the front door so I won't lose it, or under this potted plant. Well, those are the easiest thing. That's why when robbers go, they often they'll look in things. And that's something we think, too, is more robberies happen in the daytime than in the night. And that's because people are gone at work. And the daytime
and may
are all
I
your
throw
neighbors.
Something in here, Heather, speaking of daytime or nighttime and hiding keys. When our house got flooded this past year and it was 9 months of construction people in and out, what the contractor did, because I was concerned about it, is he put a lock box in, not on the front door, but in an area of the garden, right, where only he knew where it was. And this lockbox was a, what do you call it? It was like a, like a locker. It didn't have a key.
No, we actually have one of those now for our house. And the great
And
thing
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, is that we have the ability to. So for right now, I think we have a really simplistic code or something that we have for helping for the movers when, but then after that we're gonna we want to have a safety key out there for when we go away. But then we have the ability to rechange to change the lock on it so that even if we had new keys that way and with these little lockbox things that you type in, you can make the code. I think it has to be a minimum of four numbers, but it could be 17 numbers if you wanted to, and you can change it as often as you want to. So if you ever are going away, even if it's neighbors, which it's that's a great thing to get to know your neighbors, because if you don't know your neighbors, there could be suspicious things going on, but they don't know you. They don't know if that's their friend, if that they don't know if you're out of town. They don't know. So it gets, you know, one, it creates that sense of community, but getting to know your neighbors so that they can watch in your house. But also, if you're having someone else check in on your house and physically going into it or whatever, after that time frame that someone has watched your house, you can change the codes on these lock boxes again. So just it umps you up your security. And we even saw when we were in the process of just checking out houses to purchase one, our realtor, in the days of technology now, that they have these lockbox things that your phone, you shine it on, and it connects with it, that you have to have the particular barcode and all these kinds of crazy.
Wow,
you know,
that's really cool.
Yeah, that's the world is the future with those things. But yeah, always, I think if you are gonna have a key hidden, have it in these secured lockboxes. And the main thing, this goes overall. You know, now as new homeowners and having home insurance, having an alarm system. A lot of people have alarms, but they don't use them, or they only use them when they go on vacation. And I'll get into vacation stuff in just a sec. If you have an alarm, use it. Set it every day. Set it, you know, fascinate, whatever it may be. And actually, by having an alarm system, not only that will reduce your insurance rates, because insurance sees it as you're taking a precaution of protecting your house. Yes, you're going to be paying a little bit more for the alarm system, but things like ADT, a lot of times, you know, you got to read the fine print, but they'll offer, you know, it's free for the first 5 years, a free installation. Usually, you know, depending on your area and deals and what, it could be, you know, maybe you're paying anywhere from $10 to $30 a month to have your house monitored. And again, those do add up, and we always feel, oh, gosh, I live in a safe community. But, all you know, that's why we have insurance. That's why we have these things to protect us. No one wants their house to get broken into, or we none of us want to fall and get hurt, but we have these things. Just as you said, with your car getting keyed, they're to help us. We pay these premiums, which are unfortunate, and we hope nothing ever happens to us, and so does the insurance company, because that's how they make their money. But when things do, that's what they're there to help for. And so hopefully your house never gets broken into, but if you want to save a little bit of money each year on your home owner's insurance, is by having an alarm system. And they say that actually by just having, if you can't afford an alarm system, by just having those little things, those stickers or those little things you can put in the front yard that say, this house is protected by ADT insurance, that by 30 to 40% reduces your chances of being broken into. Because right there they see, that house has an alarm system that, and they could be.
Yeah, they'd rather go for the easy bet,
it's
right?
Easy target,
yeah,
it's, with that.
Yeah.
And those are things too. So also, if an alarm system is out of your budget, which are not that expensive, other things we have, light sensors. Those are great just helping yourself around. But at nighttime, you know, lights coming on, sound things. And that actually I want to just real kind of crossover about going on vacation with lights. A lot of times, you know, we think there's nothing screams I'm out of town like no lights being on for days, but also lights being on 24 hours also screams I'm out of town. And not to say that, I mean, too, you're going to add up to your electricity and your energy saving and your energy bill. Setting timers within your house, so on the outside of your house and on the inside of your house, having some timers come on at night, maybe in different rooms and various things, because, you know, if your lights are on the entire time, it seems no one leaves their lights. So try to find those inconsistencies. Also, just now they're kind of tough on vacation things. If you receive the newspaper, try to get it to put on hold or stop, or ask one of your neighbors to pick it up, because, again, nothing screams no one is at this house than a pile of newspapers piling up there. Have a last-minute checklist before you leave the
house.
And
with that, Heather, you know, with the stopping the newspaper, if you live in a home where they deliver mail, like to your home, if you have a mailbox, the same thing goes, is go to your local post office, or I think you can just go online now once you've registered with your post office, and have your mail held at the post office until you get back. Because you don't want mail piling up on your front porch.
Exactly. Or, and this goes for vacation or just during the days of the week. The worst, you see all over the newspaper now, or all over the news now, people, especially during the holiday time, of just thoughtless, heartless people who come and take boxes off of your front, you know, at your front door. Because you're, you know, the great thing now, they deliver boxes, you come home, it's there. But that people know that people are gone in the daytime and that they deliver in the day and they steal boxes. And you see this all the time and it's so sad. So something too, if you know the great thing with Amazon, even with the postal service, you can set things up so it will tell you, your expected delivery is on Tuesday at 2 p.m. If you know I'm not going to be home on Tuesday at 2 p.m. and I don't want to take those risks, tell your, you know, if you know your neighbor is going to be home, if you know people who are retired, stay at home, something, of just saying, hey, would you mind, picking up that box? Or you can even have things delivered to that address. And a lot of times, have that communication with your neighbors or with an office. If you're in an apartment complex, I know currently at the townhouse that we're staying in, when we're not here, things are delivered to the manager's house, who is always on site. So that way things are never left just sitting at the front door. And also, too, that things of any weathering damage that could happen with things. Speaking with you about with your car, if you have to park your car not in the garage, make sure you lock your car, you lock the windows. You don't leave anything in there and we've talked before on a T for Two or on Health Matters about, what is in your car and how you're really making yourself at risk. When you go to the gas station, don't leave your purse sitting on the front seat. Those quick save moments. So we kind of have that sense, that false sense sometimes. Well, when I'm in the driveway and, somewhere I'm moving to, and I know where we grew up, safe communities, anything can happen. And I think what builds up is we get this sense, which is a wonderful and comforting thing. We don't want to live in fear and have those, bars over the windows and lock and fear all the time. But we have to, realize that there are bad things out there and that, people do dumb things. And sometimes things are malicious and sometimes it could just be dumb kids. I don't mean to say dumb kids, just things in their youth, of thinking something's funny. And stealing something out of your car or vandalizing.
Well, and also something from the car that I think is even more important than stealing something from your car is if you keep a garage door opener in your car.
Oh, that's a great one.
Because that is something, we don't think about that. Almost everybody who has, if you have a garage, they keep the garage door opener in your car, right? And so if somebody steals that, they basically have a key to your house.
Well, and actually, in speaking of that, if you have a garage and you have a door, then if you have an attached garage, then there's a door leading into your house. Make sure every day or especially when you go on vacation, but that you lock that door, because a lot of times they use the garage door opener as a key as to getting in. But as you said, if there could be a way, if maybe the garage door is left open, or maybe they can just open, there's even those electric garage things all have the ability that if there was a power outage that you can manually open a garage. So there's always a chance someone could break through the garage to get in. And so you want to have that next line of defense of having, if you have a garage that is attached to your house, that door is then locked as well, and that you don't keep any spare key hidden right next to it, because then you're just giving them another entryway of getting in. And something great I just found out, which supports our retirees and a lot of veterans with it, is the Retired Police Service. You might see driving around a lot. It's a funny thing when you're retired and people say, now, oh, I'm doing this in my retirement. What job are you going to do once you're retired? That they have what's called, I believe it's called the Retired Task Force, but it's or the Volunteer Task Force. So it tends to be elders of, I think, 50 and older who are retired that are on this volunteer police force. And their main, they don't carry guns. Their main thing, is traffic stuff, but also is doing neighborhood watch. And so you can contact your local police if you're going out of town, and you can give them the dates, and they will put into, their route, To come and check on your health, to come by because they're aware that there is no one there. So if you're nervous and you would like someone, you know, to come and check on it, they will offer that service for free of coming by and checking on your house. So,
well, you know, all these tips are so great because if anyone has ever been burglarized before, as you said, it's an incredible violation. And it's so frightening. It's almost something, it really takes a lot to get over. And I know it was years and years ago when my picture was on the front page with Farrah Fawcett's because I was her double, her photo double in a movie. And, you know, the next day we were burglarized. And you don't forget something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was so awful that we actually had to move. We actually had to move houses. So, you know, it's a terrible violation, and it's a very frightening thing. So you got to do everything you can to keep your home secure.
100%. And I mean, your home, this is your investment. This is your home, your dwelling. And you say, I don't even want to think. Just doing this now, in this time, I wrote down that I was like, we need to schedule our alarm system to be put in. And there's so many benefit, and actually just want to real touch on just the alarm system thing. If you have mirrors, which as we know, mirrors make your house look bigger and open it up and blah. But if you have mirrors at the front door, if you have windows, if someone can look in the window and you can see that alarm system, that can look scary. But if there's mirrors that you can see the reflective thing, you can see when alarm systems are turned on and activated. So either if you have a window that you can look right in and see it, or if you have reflective mirrors in the house that then they can see, if by looking into the house can see the alarm system, you can see via lights and systems and stuff if things are activated on. So don't have anything like that someone could see that, because they may see, oh, there's an alarm system that they can also see, but it's not on, it's not activated. So you know, multiple ways of securing. Let your friends know, again, when you're out of town. And a big thing, we are the world, at least America, we just love to share, and we overshare everything. We tell people what's going on in every little instance of our life, and which is exciting and fun, but we also set up ourselves for bad things when it comes to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of saying, oh, yay, going to Hawaii for a week, can't wait. For the most part, we think, you know, these things are shared with just our friends, but also you can see it as a friend of a friend who's tagged and this and that, and a lot of weird things. You know, now you have to really have to go back into the settings on all those apps and social media sites, because a lot of times they do these new updates, and in order to continue using it, you have to agree to the update, and it's so that they can sell and, you know, get information to, you know, people who are, you know, coupon selling things, but also that puts you just at risk of how exposed your information is about you being out of town, because we publicly, or maybe we don't even say it, but now suddenly, oh, there's pictures that can't, oh, I don't want to come home 10 more days. So people know we're out of town, and as I said, it's
such
so
a
violating.
Bad idea. It's such a bad idea. Post it when you get home, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, post your vacations when you get home. Don't give a play-by-play as you're on your trip. Otherwise, you may not have a home to come home to.
Exactly. And you know, and little things, make sure before you leave to go on vacation, you have a little checklist of everything. You know, did you lock? And that's locking windows. We don't think about those little things. We have shut the windows, but do we lock the windows and screen doors? And it said that a lot of vandalizing happens within the daytime, about 66% of crimes. And the daytime is probably when we feel the safest. Night is scary. When we look at it at night, we don't know. We think of predators. But daytime, it's easier to walk in because other people are at work. A lot in today's society, a lot of people don't know their neighbors. So it just seems like someone's in the backyard, or people don't even see these things. And at nighttime, there's more noise, there's percussion. And a lot of times, too, when cars are getting broken into at night, we've talked that people are so accustomed to hearing alarms going. We don't often even turn twice when we hear a car alarm going off. We think, oh, God, someone just accidentally hit the button or bumped into the car. So make sure, you know, set up all these precautions to save yourself. These are these big investments in life. And those little things that seem like, oh, Kyle, I forgot to set the alarm, I don't want to run back in the house, do it, because those are the times, you know, those things when something happens. So always safety first. You know, we don't want to live so that you feel safe and secure and happy in your home and you don't have these worries. Take these little precautions so that it's the least stress. And then also, I think, too, you feel that, you know, God forbid, if something horrible happens, that you really have taken these precautions. Oh, one of my last things, because I'm just talking it off, because I want to keep all of you guys safe out there, is when it comes to valuables, this goes, document what you have, of course, but if, God forbid, if someone was to steal your stuff, engraving or making some kind of mark. Now, I'm not saying getting professionally engraved things. If you write on the bottom of something or you make some little mark in the interior, not only does it make things harder for criminals to resell them or pawn them off, it also makes, and sometimes it will make it completely useless if on the back of something it says, you know, property of Heather. But it also saying that things are recovered or when police are looking, if it has those particular marks, it'll be easier to identify that these are your objects. So a lot of times things get stolen and sold to pawn shops. And pawn shops, they do have legal things that they're not supposed to purchase or buy, but sometimes they have no idea that these things may have been stolen items. So by making, you know, some kind of mark in it can potentially make your item worthless so that, you know, they can't list that and they may see that, or it'll make it easy for once recovery for it to be identified as an object of yourself. So,
and in that same idea, Heather, of marking things, is it's a really great idea to take your camera and go around your house or your car and take a video of all of your belongings and kind of and document it, and then make a DVD or something of that and put it in a safe place, whether it's a safe deposit box. And if you don't have a video, at least take still pictures. I know that when I when I did my homeowner's insurance, I had to go with a new company this year. That was the first thing they asked me to do. I still haven't finished it yet. I have an old version, but they do want you to take pictures of things. So that will also help you, especially if you have replacement cost value. You'll be able to show them what you had and, you know, what it looked like in that kind of case. So anyway, great segment. We hope that you all stay safe. You all go and get your keys rekeyed so that you don't have somebody else coming into your house. So go ahead and give out the websites.
Most definitely. We want you to go to betastarur.org as well as starstyleradio.com.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about how to be forever young. So don't go away. I'm Cynthia Bryan.
And I'm Heather Brittany.
And you're listening to Star Style, Be the Star You Are. We're coming to you live on the Voice America Network. This is the Empowerment Channel. Stay with us.
Be the star you are. The star you
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Are you seeking a dynamo speaker for your meeting, conference, or organization? Internationally recognized keynote speaker and New York Times bestselling author and lifestyle coach, Cynthia Bryan, will bring her energetic expertise, passionate professionalism, and ebullient personality to your event. Hailed as an expert in lifestyle, women's issues, self-help, personal balance, leadership, media, gardening, and interior design topics, Cynthia Bryan is a popular empowerment keynote speaker around the world, lecturing to audiences of 100 to 5,000. For rates and bookings, call 925-377-STAR, 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 and visit www.cynthiabryan.com. When you want the best, book Cynthia Bryan, www.cynthiabryan.com.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Get started acting or modeling with a consultation from media coach extraordinaire Cynthia Bryan, who has guided entertainment careers for over two decades. Call 925-377-STAR or visit www.cynthiabryan.com. Pick up a copy of her award-winning book, The Business of Show Business, and start living your dreams today. Call 925-377-STAR, 925-377-STAR.
It's Power Time on Star Style. Be the star you are with your passion, purpose, and possibility producer, Cynthia Bryan. Now, back to the Power Party.
This business of show business is calling out.
Well, here we are, and now we're all going to get younger. Heather helped us be safer. So let's talk about what it means to be forever young. We are living in a society today that is absolutely in a relentless pursuit of youth. You know, everywhere you look, there are Botox spas. There's specials on medical cosmetic procedures. I just got a casting notice for, they're looking for people to be talent in this new thing called cool sculpting. I'm not even sure what it is, but they're trying to advertise all these things. I mean, TV, social media, internet, everything urges us to use that next drug, that next cosmetic, that exercise equipment, the new technique, the new food, whatever it is, to lose weight, to stop wrinkles, to maintain a youthful body. And you know, the interesting thing about all of this is that research shows consistently that what really works to help people stay young or feel young, by scientific definitions, youthfulness is internal. It's not external. So what would the internal youthfulness look like? It would mean a positive attitude. It would be being connected with our friends and with our family, having that purpose, that passion, you know, something looking beyond the possibilities and knowing that you can have a long and happy life. It's like George Carlin said, his reasons to stay young, or his methods to stay young, were to throw out the non-essential numbers, and that included things like age, weight, height. And he always said, let your doctor worry about him. That's what you pay her for. And then have only cheerful friends, because the grouches pull you down. Then keep learning. You know, you just got to make your car like a rolling university. The more you learn about anything, the better you're going to do, and your brain won't die. An idle mind is the devil's workshop, and the devil's name is Alzheimer's, right? So we have to keep our brains active. We want to enjoy the simple things. As I said in the miracle moment in the beginning, it's the simple things in life that really make us happy. We want to laugh more. We want to laugh loud and long. Sometimes, you know, you giggle until you just can't stop laughing, till the tears roll down. And the only person who is with us our entire lives is ourselves. So we have to be alive while we're alive. And then we have to surround ourselves with things that we love, with people we love, with pets, with flowers, with hobbies, with a home, with gardens, with whatever it is that you really enjoy. That's what you need to surround yourself. We have to cherish our health, because when our health is good, it really is wealth, and you don't realize it until you get sick. And of course, you know, this is something, I mean, I've always believed in health and taking care of myself and as well as family, but it really hit home this past year when I've had both my mom and my sister die, and it's been really horrible. And the fact to watch somebody go from perfect health to death within a short period of time is just almost unbearable. So when you have a health, you need to preserve it, and you need to improve it, and you have to always get the help that you need. And, you know, again, don't guilt yourself into anything if you're overweight or something isn't correct. Just know that you don't have to live that way, that you can always change things, because we're always evolving and changing. And the other thing is to always tell people that you love them at every opportunity, because life isn't measured by the breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. And I always have loved that quote. I'll say it again. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. So having a positive outlook is such a big part of staying young. And this is why we bring you this show, Star Style, Be the Star You Are, because we really bring you a positive outlook. We want you to see things on the bright side, even though there's always going to be rain. If you're going to have rainbows, we want you to know that despite the storms in our lives, we are going to have some sunshine. So, you know, there are many things that we'll experience in our years, but the best way to maintain a positive outlook and being happy are, first of all, to be grateful. When we are conscientiously grateful for everything that we have in life, that changes our outlook immediately. I mean, instead of blaming and complaining about the aches, the pains, the wrinkles, how about giving thanks for the healthy things that we do have? How about appreciating what we have? Because there's always going to be somebody who's better than you, smarter than you, prettier than you, taller than you, you know, more successful than you. But there's never going to be another you. So we just have to be thankful for just this, just being who we are. Today, I dropped something really heavy. Well, actually, I didn't drop it, but I was walking and something really heavy smashed on my left foot. Well, just a few weeks ago, I had had something fall on my right toe and broke my right toe. Well, today, I don't think it broke it, but, you know, it's definitely black and blue. And but instead of screaming and getting upset, I was, like, grateful that I even had toes that it could fall on. Because, you know, you look around and there are so many worse things that can happen in life. So gratitude is the first thing that is going to help you be useful. The second thing that is always going to help you be youthful is to constantly keep your brain and your mind fresh and growing and in motion. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, be present in the moment. But always want to strive to learn something new. Just remember that kindness rules our world. It really does. Even though there are a lot of bad people out there, there's more good people. We just don't hear about them. So let's learn about them. Let's try to discover at least once a week someone who's done something great in life. And when you see somebody doing great, acknowledge them. And then on another level, vow to learn something for yourself, like learn a new language, learn how to play music, learn how to parasail, go learn how to do the jitterbug. I mean, it's going to just keep your mind younger. You know, you can grow new neurons, which is what happens when we learn new things, and that renews your brain. So no matter what it is that you think you're too old for, just remember you probably aren't. You can remember that my mom, she was wave surfing behind a boat, and she was 86 and a half years old. So, I mean, that is young, right? So, and in the next segment, I'm going to be talking about a woman who I just met last week, who's 108 years young, and that was very exciting. So new experiences are going to help you feel more refreshed, and they're going to remind you that you too have something to offer the world. So, you know, go travel to a new place, you know, stretch yourself, go to a new party or networking event, or if you get invited someplace that you think you're going to feel out of place, give it a shot. Try a new restaurant. Do something different that you haven't done before. Make sure to do something for someone else. You know, volunteering and working with a charity is probably one of the most rewarding things that you'd never get paid for. But you get paid in dividends that are great for your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and for growing. So do something for someone else, you know, wherever it is, even if it's just helping a neighbor. You want to pass on what you know. And if you're older, you just want to mentor somebody. Now, don't forget the you in this. Pamper yourself. A lot of times, you know, we give, especially if we're women, we tend to be the caregivers, but we forget to give ourselves a mental break or a physical break. That might be just sitting quietly, it might be listening to music, it might be getting a massage, taking a hot bath, just having something nice to drink, sitting out in nature on a swing and watching the sunset, whatever it is. These are all things that help you feel younger. Now, stay connected, making new connections. People don't realize the importance of companionship, perhaps until later life when they don't have anyone around them. But if you can stay fit and socially active, it's going to increase your odds of feeling younger and being younger. And if you're single, most likely you will find someone who will want to join you on this journey. So someone new as a partner or as a date or as a companion. Connections are important for everything in life. And more than anything, it's never too late to live your dreams. So whatever that dream is, remember to write it down. Get support that you need. Go into action to get the skills. And believe in yourself and all those possibilities. And remember that you too are young. And you are only as young as you think you are. So think young, be young, act young, but have the sage to be wise and to be the person you were meant to be. I'm Cynthia Bryan. You're listening to Star Style, Be the Star You Are. When we come back from break, I'll be talking about a 108-year-old woman who is still gardening, has made a legend for herself, and she is as young as they come when it comes to the mind. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Star Style, Be the Star You Are, coming to you live on the Voice America Network, the Empowerment Channel. Be the star you are.
You are the star. Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Business Bites. Here's Cynthia Bryan.
In business, as in life, it is so important to be loyal and dependable. That means not making promises you have no intention of keeping. When customers know that your word is your bond, you'll be trusted and it'll become known as a dependable company. Dependability breeds loyalty. Go beyond your customers' expectations with service and quality. Ask them what qualities they seek in a company that will keep them coming back for more. Being reliable and trustworthy are truly essential for consistency and predictability. It takes only a little extra effort to pick up the phone, to inform a client on the status of an order, or to send an email to keep in touch with their needs. Your integrity will reward you many times over with loyal customers who will tell their friends about your excellent service. Remember, you are the star of your own performance. Turn your passions into profits. I'm Cynthia Bryan with another Business Bite from Star Style. Visit my website at cynthiabryan.com or call for a consultation, 925-377-STAR. That's 925-377-7827.
Be the star you are.
The annual cost of illiteracy to American taxpayers is over $225 billion. Help increase literacy, reduce violence, and improve positive media messages by making a tax-deductible contribution to Be the Star You Are charity. A top-rated nonprofit, Be the Star You Are promotes positive role models, produces positive radio broadcasts, and donates positive books to empower women, families, and youth. Be a power partner and join our galaxy of stars. Visit our website at bethestarur.org to make a tax-deductible donation using PayPal or send checks to P.O. Box 376, 376, Moraga, California, 94556. BeTheStarYouAre.org. Dare to care.
You are the star.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
It's power time on Star Style. Be the star you are with your passion, purpose, and possibility producer, Cynthia Bryan. Now, back to the power party.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Well, you're back with me, and we're going to plan it now and take a short tour into the Ruth Bancroft Gardens. Ruth Bancroft said, "Who cares if I'm not around? If I don't plan it, then nobody's going to get to see it." Well, since as long as I can remember, I always said that I wanted to live to be 108 years old, and I don't know why I chose that number. I have no idea. I had never met anyone who had lived to be 108 until last week when I met Ruth Bancroft. And she is the creator of the Ruth Bancroft Gardens in Walnut Creek, California. Ruth turned 108 years young, and I was privileged enough to help her celebrate her birthday with bubbly and her favorite chocolate cake in her masterpiece dry gardens that she began planting in the 1970s. Now, Ruth's gardening passion began as a child when she was living in Berkeley. And then she moved through the tunnel to Walnut Creek, and she became what's called a collector. And I say that in italics because her efforts, her trials, her tribulations, and her experiences along the way are chronicled in the new Timber Press book, The Bold Dry Garden, that was written by Joanna Silver, and the garden, who's the garden editor of Sunset Magazine, and it was photographed by Marion Brenner. With the entire West Coast on drought alert, the Ruth Bancroft Gardens are an absolute model for low-water plantscaping. And if you've ever been curious about succulents, cacti, yuccas, and other desert plants that will flourish in dry climates, then this book will become an essential reference guide for you. Now, our local water company here in Northern California has stated that water use was 24% less in 2015 than it was in 2014, and that enough water was saved to fill the entire Oakland Coliseum 71 times. So that seems like it'd be a lot of water, you know, especially as homeowners are ripping out lawns in favor of xeriscaping. But we want to focus on the benefits of adding low maintenance, low water use plants and planting them now to your garden so that years from now, other people will be able to enjoy them. Now, even though I've had a lifetime of gardening experience, I'm not sure that I'm ever going to become an expert in any one area of horticulture because gardens are living, breathing, evolving, growing entities, and they're constantly changing. And what I adore about Ruth's garden is this consistent evolution. Every time I visited, there's a new vista, there's a new display, even some of the same specimens that were there the first time have changed. You know, the colors, the textures, the size, everything's in perpetual motion. From California natives to the canopy of trees, the rosettes of terrestrial bromeliads to the swords of the yuccas. So I'm going to go through a few of the prize collections that you personally can grow in your garden for the benefit of yourself, your children, your great-grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren's children. So first of all, aeoniums. They're one of the most popular plants of all the succulents. They have lovely fleshy rosettes. They reach towards the heavens. They mound in purgatory, or they can cascade towards hell, and they prefer a bit of shade, and they're easy to cultivate, and they grow in the ground and in containers. Now, yuccas, they have these sword-shaped plants, and they're native to the Americas and the Caribbean, and they like hot and dry regions. And in their natural habitat, they are pollinated by something called the yucca moth. Now, although yuccas are grown mostly for ornamental use, many species use the seeds, the flowers, the stems, and sometimes the roots for food and medicine. Now, echeveria. Many of the most beautiful small succulents are echeveria. And they're very often confused with aeoniums because they have rosettes. Their leaf colors are brilliantly hued, and they boast flowers in red, orange, white, yellow, purple, and pink. They love to grow between rocks. They're terrific ground covers, and they're really good garden fillers. Now, most echeveria hail from Mexico. Sedums. This is another hardy perennial with thick, fleshy leaves and stems and clusters of pretty flowers. The sedums are most popular for ground covers, for borders, and for rock gardens. Now, they require minimal to no care at all, and they're easy to propagate from cuttings, and they're very drought resistant. Now, aloe. The best friend plant for anyone with a sunburn, a cut, a bite is aloe. It's also known as nature's soothing succulent. Aloes relieve itching and irritation on the skin. They reduce redness and swelling by inhibiting the body's release of histamine. Now, in the garden, aloes bloom in bright colors of red, orange, yellow, with over 500 species ranging from tiny to tree height. They're very unfussy, but I really think they're a must-have. I always have one in a container in case I do get a burn, a bite, or a big scrape. Now, agave, with over 200 species native to the Americas, agaves are diverse in colors, shapes, sizes, and spines. I actually call them tequila plants because tequila does come from the agave. They can be a focal point in the landscape, and they can mix well with other plantings. But before planting an agave, you better make sure to read the label because the final size of the plant could really outgrow its location. Some agaves have a diameter, now think about this, a diameter of like 14 feet, while others will just remain very small and compact. But it's not like you can prune them, so you got to pick the right place. Barrel cactus. Now, these are always armed with heavy spines and prominent ribs. Barrel cacti are known as the fierce or wild cactus. Flowers always grow at the top without spines, and Native Americans used to boil the flowers and they ate them like cabbage. The fruits are considered inedible, and barrel cactus have a fascinating form to which, you know, adds some beauty to any landscape, especially if they're planted in circles or in some kind of artistic way. And then, of course, there's the prickly pear cactus. They're actually called aptunias, and the common name is prickly pear. You can get yellow, red, purple, or orange fruit. It's delicious. It's sold in stores as tuna. The paddles are called Nepalis, and they're used in many ethnic recipes. The fibers of both the fruit and the paddles are considered to stabilize blood sugar. So these cacti make a great fence to keep out human and animal invaders, as the spines are tiny and very sharp. And my sister actually surrounded her property with aptunias, which bear enough fruit for a weekly farmer's market brew. So although I've concentrated on the desert plants, the Ruth Bancroft garden does reveal a softer side. It has rifts of bulbs and wildflowers and grasses and natives. And if you're ever in the area, it is considered one of the greatest dry gardens in the entire United States. You can visit more at ruthbancroftgarden.org. So embrace your sense of curiosity. Employ a few of Ruth Bancroft's dry gardening specimens because gardens are a legacy to our future, and the time to plant is today. In 108 years, who's going to be enjoying your garden? We never know. Well, thank you so much for joining me today here on Star Style. Be the star you are. Remember that it is more important to laugh than to frown, and it takes less muscles. You have been listening to Star Style, Be the Star You Are, coming to you live on the Voice America Network, the Empowerment Channel. You can visit Star Style Radio at starstyleradio.com. Find out more about the charity that brings you this show at bethestaryouare.org. We hope you'll join us at our 1010 event at Vineyard Vines in Walnut Creek this Saturday. From 4 o'clock on with a reception. Meet some of the great volunteers. More information at bethestaryouare.org under events. My aim is always to encourage, inspire, inform, amuse, and motivate. And we hope that you will always go for your dreams. And until next week, when we celebrate again, remember that love always wins, kindness always prevails, and smiles will keep us happy. My name is Cynthia Bryan for Star Style, thanking you, and I encourage you to be the star you are. Be with me next Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America.
Be the star you are, the star you are. Be the star you are, you are.
It's been a pleasure bringing you our life-changing program, Star Style, Be the Star You Are. We have you on our radar as it's our goal to inspire, inform, entertain, and motivate you to be the star you were born to be. For more information, visit www.starstyleradio.com. And to make a donation to the charity, go to www.bethestaryouare.org. Ignite the flame that burns brightly within.
take charge of your life and coach yourself to success with our dynamic hosts, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another serving of champagne for the spirit and a power boost to live with star style. Until we celebrate together next week, be the star you are.